Barhead. Rod Klumpf made it and with time to spare, and that is even after deciding to extend his trip by several kilometers. That is what the town of Barhead councillor told his colleagues during the July 11th meeting following a journey that saw him walk from the Alberta Legislature building to Fort Assiniboine. A journey of roughly 160 kilometers, to raise awareness of the hamlet's bicentennial celebrations taking place July 7 to 9. However, how much attention he garnered for the event is up for debate, as many of his fellow councillors had forgotten that he planned to embark on the journey. At least, that is what they playfully told him before the start of the meeting. Klumpf started his trip on Canada Day at the previously mentioned legislature building and made it to Fort Assiniboine July 6. He chose the location because it was near the original Hudson's Bay Company trading post known as Fort Edmonton or Edmonton House, on the banks of the North Saskatchewan River. When he started to plan the trip, Klumpf believed the most difficult and time-consuming part of the journey would be getting out of Edmonton. "Because of all the traffic lights, I thought it would be just one continuous series of stop and go, but that never materialized," Klumpf said. Instead, getting to the legislature was one of the most difficult parts due to the renovations taking place around the structure, he said. "Do you know how hard it is to pull a wagon to the legislature grounds?" When he first announced he would make the trip at the May 23 meeting, Klumpf estimated it would take him 8 days to make the 160-kilometer journey, traveling in 20-kilometer segments pulling all his provisions in a gardening wagon behind him, after which he would look for a suitable campsite. Initially, Klumpf had planned to take a hybrid route from Edmonton following the original Klondike Trail that the Northwest Mounted Police originally had mapped, going from Edmonton past Morinville via Highway 2, then to Busby and on to Barhead, before joining the Grizzly Trail to Fort Assiniboine. "But because the shoulder bench toward Dunstable is so thin because I was pulling a trailer, I had to stop and pull over to the side when I thought it was too dangerous. Somebody is going to hit my trailer and take me with it, so I decided to go back to Highway 44, he said. "That cost me probably an extra 20 kilometers. I still got there 2 days ahead of schedule." On the other end of the spectrum, Klumpf noted how easy it was for him to navigate through St. Albert due to the wide walkway through the city. "It was just wonderful," he said. Klumpf also took the opportunity to thank some of the people who helped him complete his goal, first and foremost being his wife. "She was instrumental. If it hadn't been for her supplying me with tarps, food, clothing, water and a warm truck to take refuge in," he said. Klumpf added that she also gave him two well-timed hamburgers, one when he was between Barhead and Westlock, the other in the final stages between Barhead and Fort Assiniboine. "And I want to thank all the courteous drivers who made room for me on the highway. It is always nice to have that extra room when you are walking," he said. 90% are thoughtful, 5% not so much. 3% are bad drivers, 1% are mean, and 1% are just downright crazy. He also thanked the people at Heritage Campground in Morinville, which allowed him to stay there for free. "But more importantly, the next morning, the campground manager gave me beautiful, hot coffee," Klumpf said. He also thanked everyone who stopped to check on him as they were driving by and offered him a beverage or a sandwich, as well as the couple of well-meaning individuals who did not always understand what he was trying to accomplish and offered him a ride to his final destination. "No one will know," said Klumpf's neighbor, who checked on him near Freedom. Klumpf said he also appreciated the letter he received after completing his expedition from Premier Danielle Smith. "That was very kind of her," he said. "It was nice to have the Premier recognize me like that." Mayor Dave McKenzie congratulated Klumpf on his achievement. "It is an amazing accomplishment. Although I am not sure we all believed you would make it and be able to come here today, I am glad you are," he joked. As for if he would attempt another similar journey, he said probably not. "I'm glad I did it, but I am glad it is done," he said.